Hey, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Zayin in Baba Kama. Now, yesterday, we'll pick it up from a couple lines near the bottom of Kuf Vavam Beis. Yesterday's daf, we'll repeat that. Amar B'chia Bar Achia, Amar B'chia Bar Abba, rather, Amar B'yochanan, Hatan Tanas Ganav Pikodom. You gave me something to watch, to deposit, you gave me a deposit, and then I claimed it was burgled. Ein Achai Vait Sheep for B'mixus V'yot of B'mixus. So B'chia Bar Abba tells the Achidish that we don't hold of Lamaisa. He says you have to have hodob mitzvahs and you have to be motored apart and dispute part. My time in Amar Kor Kihuzeh. Kihuzeh is the lashon of, well, I'll agree to this. You know, this is it. This part, yes, not that part. And it says Kihuzeh in the parsha of Kitin El Rish El Re'eu, something to, if somebody gives somebody else something to watch to keep for him. So it says over there, that's the lashon of motored b'mitzvahs. But this opinion of Chiya Bar Abba of Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, which is what we hold up Chiya Bar Yosef, Irv Pashiyos Kosov Khan. The parsha, the Lashon of Kiyuzeh, even though it says in the parsha of a Shomer, it's really referring to a loan, only in a case of a loan. The Chiks of Kiyuzeh on Milvahu, it's on a loan, not on a deposit. Now, Rashi learns, Rishonim disagree about this. Rashi learns, in other words, that we take the Kiyuzeh that says by Pikadon by a shomer, and we move it to halvah. It's really only by halvah, not by a shomer. By a shomer, even if I deny the whole thing, I have to make a shvua. That's part of the rules of being a shomer. I have to swear. We'll see the different shvuas that he makes. Shvua ma? Can. Avol kol shomer chayav shvua. We'll see what they are in a minute. Bechiva, the sug of the shomer, depends on what. If he's a shomer chinam, he's chayav amshia. If he's a shomer socher, he's chayav and ganev and aveda. If he's a shomer, he's chayav and everything except mesa machmas belocha. But in any case, but the point is that where do you have motor mix? Where do you have to have motor mix with chayav shvua daraisa? So Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says, and according to Rashi, it's only by halvah. According to the Rishon, it's really by both. It says it by pikadon, and we apply it to halvah also. Or some say that it applies to halvah, and we learn out just like by halvah. It's also by pikadon. But the way Rashi learns, it's only monavitzus tichiv is only halvah. Why? Al milvuduch said why? Umayish the milva. Why by milva? After all, it's a bichirish to say that the kiyuzet it says by pikadon by shomer applies only to halvah. It's like in the wrong place. It says Kedar Avdam Rabba. Rabba is a famous drasha. Why did Neim Amr Torah Mutter Mixus a tiny? Why did the Torah say that you have to make a shvu if you lend me $100 and I say I paid you back 25 and I only owe you 75? So the Torah says I have to make a shvu on the part that I deny, the 25. Why does it say that? Because Chazok and Emeas Parnot Nechov, I wouldn't deny anything. You did me a favor. You lent me $100 when I needed the money. So I don't have the chutzpah to lie and say you didn't lend me anything, or I paid back the whole thing to deny the whole thing. It's such a chutzpah because you did me a favor. The truth is, I would have denied the whole thing. The reason I didn't deny the whole thing, I don't have the chutzpah to lie to you since you did me a favor. So therefore, I should be moda. You owe me $100, you lent me $100, I should be moda the whole thing. In other words, it's possible. Possibly he's telling the truth. If he's telling the truth, fine. But we're worried that this is what would happen. That he really would be, he would deny the whole thing, but he can't deny it because the guy did him a favor. So I really should be motor to the whole loan. Coolly bought a load, I should be motor. But I had to cover the reason I'm covered. Makes us suffer. I feel like this. If I tell him the truth, which is I owe him the whole amount of money, Tavali Bakula, he'll ask me for all the money right now. Ishtimately Mia, so I'll push him away. I'll go away for now. I'll keep him off my back for now. Nehashta, I'll double this until I have money. Purana, so it's just an excuse. So I'll push him off a little bit and say, yeah, I owe you some, but I think I paid you some of it back. I'm going to, you know, like that. You in a way, which if you deny the whole thing, so you don't have the chutzpah to lie the whole thing. He did him a favor. He should admit the whole thing, but then he'll say he'll win all the money. So I say, you know what, I think I paid you back some. Let me check my records, whatever. Till I get my money, then I'll pay him. Hilkach Rama Rachman Shvua. Therefore, the Torah said, "Make a shvua kiyech lodele because he should be married to the whole thing." The gabei milva hurika lemei marachi. That's only by a loan where you did me a favor. Of a gabei pekadin where you didn't do me any favor. You asked me to hold this for you. Just the opposite. It's in my safe. I'm doing you a favor. Of a gabei pekadin mei is therefore he has a chutzpah, and therefore. The Torah, that's the question. So according to Rashi, by Torah, therefore, even if you deny the whole thing by a pikadon, you still have to make a shvua. So Reb Chiya Bar Abba Yochanan said that Reb Chiya Bar Abba Yochanan said that even by pikadon, you have to be motivated mitzvahs in order to be chayav a shvua. Chiya Bar Yosef disagrees. He says, no, by Pikadon, it's only by Pikadon, even if you deny the whole thing, that's the Shvu you have to make. That's a Shvu Shomer. If you're a Shomer, and afterwards there's a dispute, you have to make a Shvu, even if you deny the whole thing, according to this, according to Rabbah Svar, and certainly according to Rabbah Svar, and certainly the way Rashi learns it, that by a Shvu Shomer, if you deny the whole thing, you still have to make a Shvu. By a Shvu Milva, by alone, you only make a Shvu Doraisa if you're Mara Mixus. Why? Because if you did indeed deny the whole thing, the Torah says you have to make Shvu. You know why? Because if it wasn't true, you wouldn't have the chutzpah to say that. Since you did me a favor, you let me the money, if I deny the whole thing, it's probably true, because I wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie about the whole thing. Therefore, there's no Shvu Doraisa. There is a Shvu Heses Drabanan. Drabanan imposed a Shvu anyway, because people became liars, and then later on we have chutzpah, even when people deny the whole thing also. But in the time of the Torah, at least time of the Gemara, that's what he said, that at the time of the Torah, if you deny the whole thing, there's no Shvu Doraisa on a loan. But on a pikadon, on a deposit, we were shomer, yes. Tanya Rav Chama.
So, in other words, in the case of the loan,
yeah.
We shifted
the
kiyuzer, the liar notion to the lover.
To the lover, correct.
Now,
right.
If we've said no, before,
right.
The assumption was that the lover was telling the truth. In other words, if you hold this svara of a person. That a person doesn't want to lie completely.
Because he did him a favor.
So what are we doing by saying that? We're saying, you're probably lying, you better make a shvu.
That's right. It's possible
before,
that you're lying.
Because
you have to make a shvu anyway. By Picard anyway, you have to swear the oath, because there's no svar. You didn't do me a favor. So the Torah says you had something. You have to make a shvu. You don't want to. You're the one who's on the defense now. You're saying, give me back my item. You want to say, I don't owe you anything. You have to make a shvu in order to pot yourself. So the guy who makes the shvu is the one who doesn't have to pay. Who says, I don't want to pay. There's four kinds of shomim. Now, Rav Chama learns like Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan that the four shomrim are only chayav shvu d'oraisa when there's a motive b'mikzas, right? That's how they learn. That's Rav Chiya bar b'mikzas v'adav b'mikzas. Ve'elein, we're the four shomrim. We all know the four shomrim. Shemachinim, Hashoel, Nosa Sachar, Vasocher. Shemachinim, Hashoel is a borrower. And Nosa Sachar is a person who's paid to watch. Vasocher is a renter. Because as we said before, the first words of Kiyuzeh, the way Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says, even though it says Kiyuzeh in the parsha of Shomrim, we apply it to Milva, not to Shomrim. But Rav Bar Chama learns like Rav Chiya Bar Avraham Yochanan, it says it by Shomer, we apply it by Shomer. Ksiv Kiyuzeh, Shomer Yisachar, Yolof Nesin, Nesin, Mishomachinim. The first parsha says up there in Shmos Chav Beis, it says, Ki Yite Nish Oriyeu, Kesef Okeil Mishmor, whatever, we're going to raise Yesh, Blok of Abav Lo Yishalem, right? So it says over there, that's Shomachinim. The next parsha is also Ki Yite. So you learn Ki Yite, Ki Yite, so the rule apply to Shomer Yisachar, Yolof Nesin, Nesin, Mishomachinim. Shoel. Shoel says, v'chi yishol. A few psukim later, it says, v'chi yishol. And if one borrows something, borrow vav most volume rishon to come to volume rishon. So just like shomer chinam and shomer sachar, you swear only if it's murder, but makes us according to Rambam Chama, not the way we necessarily hold halacha. This is like Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, and Rambam Chama. And they say it's kiyuzes by shoel, by shomer chinam, and that's murder, makes us. Same thing by shomer sachar, same thing by shoel. What about a socher, a renter? Torah doesn't say specific renter. We have machlokas. Is a renter like a shomachinim in his halachas, meaning he's only chayv amshia, or is he chayv even going to even aveda? So it really doesn't make any difference because in terms of this halacha, because once we've established that our shomachinim and a shomer socher and a shoel all only make the shvua, we'll see what the shvuas are momentarily, when a mutter makes us, so socher also only makes it when he's mutter makes us. Why? Because a socher is either like a shamachinam or like a shamasacher. So he says socher, ilamandam shamasacher, haina shamasacher, ilamandam kashamachinam, haina shamachinam. Okay, that's from Rechama, and then we don't say paskin. Amrachir by Yosef. Now, Amrachir by Yosef, who apparently we paskin like, right? We like that idea of ir pashiyas kasav kam, but it doesn't necessarily mean we paskin like that, because we said, like I said, there's different rishonim learn la halacha. What is it? Is it the way Rashi learns is only a milva, is only by Alva do we say, like Rabbah, only by milva do we say that the Shvu D'Oraisa is motive and makes us, not by Pikadon. Others, Rishonim, learn differently. That applies to Pikadon. In other words, it says it by Pikadon, like Rabbi Bachama says, like Rav Chiya bar Rabbah, Rabbi Yochanan says, and we apply it also to Alva. So what the halacha is, complicated, depends on the Rishonim that you learn. Rav Chiya bar Yosef.
Why do you need the this is based, if you hold your parshas, it's based on a pasuk.
No, just the opposite. Wow. See, the opposite. Rab is saying, why do we say your parshios? It says it when I said by Shomer, right? So Rechiyah bar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chama, right? It says it by Shomer, we apply it by Shomer. Rabbah comes up, Rechiyah bar Yosef says, even though it says it there, we apply it, according to Rashi, we move it totally. According to the other Rishonim, we apply it by both. But according to Rashi, we move it totally. Why? Because it makes more sense to say by, that's what Rabbah said in the mouth. It makes more sense by Alva. Why? Because you did me a favor, so the odds are I wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie entirely. So if I lie entirely, if I deny the whole thing, I'm probably telling the truth. I don't have to make a shvua because he did me a favor. So I'll be motor a little bit. So why don't I just motor the whole thing? Because I need a little more time. You know, give me an extra few days. I'm just trying to push you off. But I plan on paying it back. So Torah says, swear to tell the truth. But by pikadon, a person
of chesed. Yeah. Torah,
how you do that?
So
that's what he does. Okay, no, so he had a Kabbalah like that too, but he based on this svara. He had a Kabbalah like that too. You apply it from here, you take it from here, and you apply it over there. Right? It's a drasha. It's a hard drasha. But that's how he learns. Your parsha is kasavkan, that it's mixed up. The parsha says it over here, we apply it over there. That's the Talmud. That's the Talmud. Talmud interprets the Torah. Now listen to this. You gave me something to watch, and I claim it was stolen. Only chayv if I actually used it. Shalach b'yad means, if I took it and I had some pleasure from it. I used it in the field or something. That's what Rechiyah bar Yosef says, that if he claimed it was burgled, you're not chayv until you're shalach b'yad. Now, what does it mean, you're not chayv? Ain't a chayv. Rashi says, all right, ain't a chayv. Now, what does it mean? Of course, you're chayv to give it back when they catch you with it. It means the kefal. Remember, ganav pays kefal? But even without a shvua, but if I'm towing town, it's got, if I'm a shomer, and I claim it was stolen, right, and I swore about it, right, I'm chayv kefal. Now, the truth is, I'm chayv, but he's only chayv, he says, only if you actually took it, my time, because the pasuk says, v'nikar v'avayis elokim. Now, we're talking about a shomer, right, we're not talking about, now about a milva. V'nikar v'avayis elokim, you bring him to the court, imlo, to determine, imlo shalach yad, to see if he didn't use it himself. If he didn't use the item for himself, here, and he's during the pasuk like this. Let's bring him to court to see if he didn't touch it, to see if he didn't use it himself. But if he did, mashma, if he did use it himself, then he's chayev. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef learns one way that you're only chayev kefel when you swore that you what that you that it was stolen, that it wasn't you said it was stolen from you only if you actually used it. Rav Chiya bar Abba disagreed. Again, we have different opinions. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, "Hachim." This is Rabbi Yochanan said, "But no. You didn't have to use it. Even if it's sitting there on the edge of the crib, of the barn, whatever. Even if you didn't use it, you're also chayev." Amler say, "Rav Chiya bar Abba, dafka bo medas alvushishan." Are you saying only if he didn't use it? As we'll see in a few minutes, as far as if you used it, it's yours now. You're a goslin now. Now, it's not the same as a ganav. We're talking about a towing time as ganav. We're not talking about a regular burglar steals something, there's two aid him, he pays kefal. We're talking about a shomer who claimed that it was stolen from him. So if he claimed it was stolen from him, and he swore about that, and then they catch him with it, he has to pay double. But is it only if he used it or if he didn't use it? So the first opinion was, Rechiyah bar Yosef says, only if he used it, only if you made use of it yourself for your own pleasure. He says, So Rechiyah bar Yosef says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if it's standing on the side. So you mean only if it's standing on the side or even if it's standing on the side? But if he actually used it, he's kona ushvul amahani bay. The shvul will not help him mechayiv at all to mechayiv the kefal. Meaning like this, whether you used it or you didn't use it. If you claimed that it was stolen, was burgled, then you swore to that, you're chayv. Amalei, Zula Shemante. I didn't hear that exact case. I didn't hear what he said. You're right, you may have a point. But Kiyotzi Shemante, I heard a similar thing. We had this, similar to this yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan. Hatoin Tanis, listen to this. If I first claim, I'm a shomer. First I claimed that it was lost. V'nishban, I swore. V'chazav v'toan ganav. And then I claimed that it was burgled. I didn't have to claim the second thing. We said yesterday, remember, you could five times. If I wanted to, I'm chayiv chomesh on each one. But then I claimed it was burgled. The nishban, I swore that about that. Ubo eidim, and eidim claimed that said that I took it. I'm potter kefel, my time. Lav mishim dekanav b'shvur b'shon. Isn't because I acquired it with the first shvur. And as once I said that I swore falsely about the first time and said it was lost, I've acquired it now. And the second shvur is not mechayiv mi kefel. Amalei lo. So isn't that to say that what? That once you swore falsely about it, you acquire it. So he says it's a kiyotzibo. Once I claim that it was burgled, it's mine now. If I used it and I took it in, I used it now, and therefore I'm not chayiv kefil. Kefil is only when I burgled it and I haven't used it yet. Maybe that's what he wants to say. Not because I was koneh, like we said yesterday, the shvuah itself makes me potter from the balam according to the sheet that we had yesterday of Arvuna Marav, but rather, since I was yotzei, I made a shvuah, I'm yotzei, that's it. So the second shvuah is meaningless. You understand the second? Remember, the only time you're chayiv kefil is either you burgled it or you claimed that it was burgled and you burgled it. But if you claimed it was lost, even if you burgled it, you have to pay for it, but not kefil. So over here, the first claim was it was lost, and I swear to that. And now the Edom come, okay, I'm chayiv to give it back, but no kefil. Because I swore a second time that it was burgled. That was meaningless. I didn't have to make that shvuah. And you're coming again me on that second shvuah. Because I'm potter from hol v'yotzei debal mishvuah rishona. So he says that's a similar case, so maybe it applies to there too. So again, in our case, this machlokes we have now, when you were a shomer and you deny it, you say it was burgled and you used it yourself, is it, when are you chayiv kefil? When you use it yourself? Or dafka when you didn't use it yourself? If you didn't use it yet, but if you used it, you're a burglar, you're a gazlan. Here he says, you claim that it was lost. Vinish when you swore about it, because of it, then you claimed it was burglar and you swore about that. But wait a minute, came and say, you have it. You're potter kefil. Potter means kefil, of course. You have to pay the item back. So you see, that's in this case. But in the case of Stam, whatever, Stam was burgled and I wasn't shaleach yad. It was simply there. Or if I was shaleach yad, am I also a gazlan? That's not so clear. Rav Sheshes, but here's another halacha that this week passed. Like a tontan has gotta be begotten. I claimed that I was the watchman and I claimed that it was burgled. Kivan Shashach Bayot Potter. He says the halacha like the other way, not like Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, but rather like Rav Yochanan. And the question was only Bavusa or even Bavusa or only Bavusa? Is no, only Bavusa. You're only Chayiv Kefil. If I claimed it was burgled, and then they say, hey, it's right in your drawer over there. But if I used it, I'm a Goslin. Listen to the way he tarshens the pasuk, the exact opposite of the way he did before. When do you come to court, right? The guy says, I left you this item. And you say, no, it's been burgled. You come to court. The only time you get me in court that I'm chayiv is if I haven't used it myself. In other words, I claim it was burgled and it's sitting in my house. But if I used it, when Chayiv Kefil, it says, Vidiko Bais Alim, Im Lo Shach Breu, and then it goes on, Asher Shogim Yisham Shayim Berehu, only if I didn't use it. But if I use it, I'm a Goslin. Interesting halacha, you would think, the logic would say otherwise. Hashalach Yad Potter, Amalei Rav Nachman, Ay, Valo Shalosh Shvuas Mesh Bein Osan. Here the three Shvuas Moshe he asked before, what do you swear? What do you swear? Shvuas Mesh Bein Osan. Any Shomer Sabi, number one, Shvuas Shalom Shati, I swear I haven't been negligent. Because if I was negligent and it was stolen because of my negligence. That's not Geneva, right? Geneva is, I did everything, but the guy burgled in the middle of the night. My alarm broke, or he broke through the alarm, he broke through everything. But if I was negligent, that's negligent. Shvur shalosh shalach b'adnam, I haven't used it. Shvur sh'ena b'shusi, and I don't have it. My law, don't you say like this, shvur shalosh shalach b'yad, that I haven't used it. Dumi to shvur sh'ena b'shusi, it's just like a shvur that it's not in my possession. Ma shvur sh'ena b'shusi, ki migla milsa d'isa b'shusi, when it turns out I lied and it is my reshus, chayiv, I have to pay kefil. Av shvur shalosh shalach b'yad, ki migla milsa d'shach b'yad, chayiv, it's mashim, you would have to pay kefil. Don't you say it's the same way? Amalei, no. Don't say that shvur shalach b'yad is like the shvur shena b'shusi. Right, if I swear it's not my rishus and it is my rishus, I pay kefil. That shvur shalach b'yad is the other way. I'm like, lo, shvur shalach b'yad dumya d'shlo pashati. I wasn't negligent. Ma shvur shalach pashati ba ki migla milsa d'barashav a potter. You don't have to pay kefil. I was posheya, right? What does that mean? If I wasn't posheya and it was burgled for me, a shomer chinam says what? I don't have to pay at all. I'm only chai for negligence. I wasn't negligent. It was burgled despite my best efforts, right? But if it turns out that I was posheya, I'm potter from kefil. I just have to av shvur shalosh shalach bayad ki migel mils the shalach bayad potter mi kefil. The same way, right? A shvur when it turns out that I didn't use it. When it turns out that I did use it, I'm potter from kefil. So therefore, it's no proof from the dimin. These shalosh shvurs are basically speaking by a shamachinim, obviously, because shalosh pashati isn't good enough by anything else, by any other shomer, shvur shel shapati isn't going to help you. Even if you weren't pashe, you're still chayv. So those are the three. Boy, Ramacham, yes, this kasha. We learned yesterday, we mentioned it a couple of times, that when you pay kefil, you don't pay chomesh. Right? What's the rule? If I steal something, no shvur, and you catch me, pay kefil. if I claim that it was, if I was watching something and I claim it was burgled and it turned out that I took it myself, I also pay kefil. If I claim that it was lost and I took it, I'm pay kefil. Just pay back the item. Those are the rules. Now we've learned that if I claim that it was burgled and indeed I used it out in my field, I'm also just a gossip, don't pay kefil. But if I do pay kefil, I don't pay chomish. When do you pay chomish? Chomish means when I swear I deny it. I swear I don't have it. And then I moda that I did. What do I pay? Ma? Zekvar?
Gazlan.
Gazlan. Yeah, Gazlan. He's a Gazlan. But I swear I don't have it. Then I admit that I have it. So I have to pay the Karen, pay the extra 25%, and bring a carbon asham. Okay. What happens if I swear I don't have it, and it turns out that the Edom say I do have it? I pay kefil. Pay kefil. Even if I'm moda, why? So what is the chomish? Because the chomish is included in the kefil. If you pay kefil, you don't pay chomish. What's the reason why? Boy, Ramacham, listen to this kasha. Momen mechaivo kefil potter mechosh. Why am I potter from chomish? I don't pay the 25% if I pay the money, if I chayev double, because you could say it's included, right? Odum shvua mechaivo kefil potter mechosh. Or is it the shvua that's mechaiv mi kefil? Now, you're not always chayev. You don't know. You can be, as we said, you can pay kefil even when there's no shvua. For example, I just stole something. I didn't swear. And they caught me with it. I pay kefil. But by a shomer, you have to swear. So if I swear that it was burgled for me, right? That it wasn't, it was burgled for me, right? Is that shvua that's machayev me the chom? Is that the odom shvua machayev kefil? That punches me. So if I, in other words, if I make a shvua that it was burgled for me, and then Adam come and say I have it, so why am I chayev kefil? Because of my shvua. Not because I actually took it, right? Because if I just took it and I claimed it was lost, I'm not chayev kefil. I'm only chayev kefil because I made the shvua. So is it the shvua that's mechayev me, or the fact that I have to pay the money? Odom shvua mechayev kefil patros min chomish. Hechid, where's the nafkamina? The Gemara could say my nafkamina gives us hechidam. Don't you taunt tainas ganav? I claimed it was burgled, and I swore v'nishba. Okay, when it was where you gave it to me at the deposit. V'chaz of a taunt tainas of a v'nishba. Then I claimed afterwards it was lost. It was lost, and I swore. And the Adam came on the first one. Adam came and say, you claimed it was burgled. It was burgled from you. Burgled from you. And then I moda that the second shvua that I made, that it was lost, I moda that I was lying about that. That wasn't true. Okay. My. Now, in this case, do I have to pay kefil? Yes, because I first swore falsely that it was burgled, and Adam caught me in the act. Right? So I have to pay. So do you say, and therefore, since I'm paying kefil, I don't have to pay chomish in this case? And I'm chayv kefil, so I don't have to pay the chomish. On my second hoda, I'm only mode on the second one, not on the first. If I make a shvua, which is machayv mi kefil, that patches me from the chomish. And the second shvua that I made was not machayv mi kefil at all. Because I swore over there that it was lost. Shvua machayv kefil, that parches me from chomish. Vashvu was right. So hold the law machayv kefil, like not chayv kefil. The chayv chomish, I should be chayv chomish for the second shvua. Amar Rava. You might say the second shvua wasn't necessary, right? That's when you caught me on the second shvua we said before. If you caught me on the second shvua lying about that, that's meaningless because I already potted myself for the first one. I didn't have to make the second one. But if I made the second one of my own volition, like yesterday with the five, and then I made a shvua and I swore falsely, and then I moted, you have to pay homage for that. So over here, okay, Rashi makes that nafkin, explains that over here, because here they caught me on the first one. The second one they didn't catch me on, right? Vashu was right. So hold the chayv kefil. Okay, you're not chayv kefil that. The chayv homage, you be chayv homage on that. Amar Rava Tashma, here's our proof. I told the guy in the street, not a shomer. I told the guy in the street, hey, you took my shore. Where's my shore that you stole? Vuomer, and he says, lo ganafti. I didn't steal it. Marsh biacha, and he swear to me, v'omer amen. He says, yes. Now, he doesn't think, he's not a shomer. If I come over to you in the street and say, listen, did you take my my shore? And you say, no. I say, could you swear to that? What would you say? Go fly a kite. But this guy said, I'll swear, okay, I swear, I swear, I'm indignant, I swear, you're accusing me, I swear I didn't take my remain. The Adam claim and say that he did steal it, did burgle it. Misham tashlum kefil, he has to pay kefil. Vim hoda me'atzmo, let's say he was moda by himself, we had this kizbor, let's say he was moda that he lied before the Adam came, right? Misham karen b'chomish v'ashim, he has to pay karen because he lied, swore falsely, and admitted it. Right? Only if the Adam came first after Eli, then he's chayv kefo. Hoda me'atzmo ein, aval hoda achar Adam lo. Only if he's mowed on his own before they came, then what he's chayv v'chomish. But if he's mowed after the Adam came, then he wouldn't be chayv v'chomish. My nafkamina. The Adam are chayv kefo. What do you say? The Adam chayv kefo, right? What about the chomish? The chomish is only if he's mowed, right? So he said over here, if he's mowed before the Adam come, then he pays the chomish. If he's mowed after the Adam came, what's the point of being mowed now? What's being, oh, you're a tzaddik, you want to be mowed? Yes, I'm mowed al emes, right? Mowed now, so you should pay the chomish after Adam low. If you say only a shvua, which is machayiv and kefil, pachim shvua, am I? This shvua did not pater him. Am I hoda achar Adam low? Why do you say if he's mowed after the Adam, he doesn't pay the chomish? Michti ha shvua lo kamachayiv lo kefo. This shvua is not machayiv and kefo. The Adam, so you should be chayiv kefo. Because the Adam are machayiv and kefo, not the shvua. The chayiv chomisha elav shma mina. So you see from here, mamon machayiv kefo but not chomish. Only if you pay the 200, that potters you from chomish. Since we say over here that the Adam are machayiv him and he's potter from chomish, why don't you say his hodah is the hodah after a denial, which would be mechayiv you kefa. I say I didn't burgle it, and then you did burgle, and you're motivated to that. If that's mechayiv you the chomish, right? So he, over here, it was the edim or mechayiv him, not the shvu. Visatay shvu a mechayiv kefa potras from chomish. Amai hodah achar edim lo michti yashvu laka mechayiv lekefa. This shvu is not what's mechayiv kefa. The kefa is the edim, right? So therefore, it must be, and still we say over here he's potter from the chomish. So you see over here alav shma mira. You pay the money. When you have to pay 200, then you don't have to pay the 25% because the 200 is really 100%, so you're paying extra, right? So that's what potters you, not the shvua itself. And like we said, the real nafkamina would be in the first case we said above, where you first swore that it was burgled, and then you swore that it was lost. So if Adam come on the first one, you're mechayiv kefo. And then on the second shvua, I made a second shvua of my own volition that it was lost, and I moda. So do I have to pay a chomish on that? So if you say mamas machayev kefil potter neshvua v'achayev la kevela, so you potter. If you odum, you say the shvua is machayev, which is machayev and kefil potter neshvua, and the second shvua is not machayev and kefil. So therefore, hovelak a machayev al kefil, you should be chayev. We come out know that it's the mamon. If you pay the mamon, if you pay kefil, then you don't have to pay the chomish. But the shvua that you made, which would be machayev you kefil, if you were caught on that shvua, It's not the shvu. It's mechayiv kefil. It's the money, which is mechayiv kefil. All right, we'll pick him here tomorrow. It's from the regular time. Boy, Rubin.